Morning, Rav Isai.
Sunday morning, Yom Aleph, LeParshas Shalach, Tavshin, Hey, Beis. Continuing another week now with the topic of Hanachas Tefillin, the Mitzvah of Hanachas Tefillin. And this is a very interesting topic because it's something which is a Yisoidus Dika difference literally on a daily basis for two segments of Klal Yisrael. Every single day, part of Klal Yisrael does something one way, and the other part does it another way. Now, I would say Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, but it's not really broken down exclusively along the lines of Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, as we'll see later. But you have some groups who make one brach on tefillin, some groups who make two brachas on tefillin every single day, the big chilek. So let's see where the makar of this discussion is from, and try to understand what our minig is. So first of all, on the Ma'ar Mekemis, I put in two lines of a hakdam, just to clarify, before we even begin, this is just important to understand, that there is no machlokes at all as to how many mitzvahs there are in tefillin. Everybody agrees, before from the Gemara already, that there are two mitzvahs of tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin shel yad and the mitzvah of tefillin shorish are two independent mitzvahs. We'll see that sort of, obviously they have a connection. It's not like eating matzah and blowing shofar. Obviously these two mitzvahs are part of a package deal. But the Gemara says already that they're not ma'akev. If you only have one, you put it on without the other. And all the money on mitzvahs count these mitzvahs, count tefillin as two independent mitzvahs. You look in the Sefer Chinuch, you'll see this mitzvah, Tav Chaf Aleph, is Ukshat Moisai Yodecha's mitzvah tefillin shel yad. And then Tav Chaf Beis, the next mitzvah is tefillin shel rish. Everybody agrees to that. There's no question that they're two separate mitzvahs. Now, the question just is, how many brachas you make? And we'll see that these two brachas, it's not the pshat that since there are two mitzvahs, you make one brach on one and the other brach on the other, right? Like you have, you make one brach on the sukkah and then you make another brach on the dal minin. It's also not the explanation. That's not the way it works. We'll see exactly how it does work, but it's not the pshat that you have two mitzvahs, so you make two brachas on two different mitzvahs. That's not the science behind the bracha on tefillin. Now, let's see the Gemara first in brachas and the Samach Amud Beis, which would seem pretty straightforward. The Gemara over here has a whole list of brachas that a person makes when he wakes up in the morning. The Gemara talks about talis and tefillin, the whole different alikan yeshama, the entire seder of brachas that a person makes each and every morning. The Gemara is in Masechta Brachas of Samach Amud Beis. You look over here where the hand is pointing four lines before it gets very wide. The Gemara says like this: Ki monach tefillin adare. Dare is a translation of zroya, the arm. So when a person puts tefillin on his arm, lema he should say baruch asher kedushanu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivanu laniach tefillin. Makes the bracha laniach tefillin. Areshe, when he puts his tefillin on his head, lema he should say baruch asher kedushanu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivanu al mitzvah tefillin. Right? So the Gemara seems almost, there's no other way to explain it, that this is the halacha, that you make two brachas on tefillin each and every day. You put your tefillin on your arm, you make bracha number one, laniach. You put it on tefillin shel rosh, you make bracha number two of al mitzvah tefillin. That's only the Gemara in brachas, which is not really discussing the sugya of tefillin per se. That's a discussion about all the brachas a person makes in the morning, and this is the seder that the Gemara says. But if you look in the Gemara in Menachas, which discusses the halachas of tefillin, the Gemara is in Menachas Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph on the top of the Amud. The Gemara says the following: Omer Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said the following halacha: Soch bein tefillah letefillah. Just to point out, the word tefillin is a plural word. It's plural. It refers to both the shalyat and the shalresh together. Each one individually is referred to as a tefillah. Tefillah here doesn't mean davening. It means soch bein tefillah letefillah. A person was mafsik between the tefillah and shalyat. We call each one tefillah and shalyat, tefillah and shalresh. But literally, if you want to describe it accurately, the word is a tefillah. Soch bein tefillah letefillah. He interrupted and he spoke out between putting on the tefillah shalyat and the tefillah shalresh. Chayzer umavarech. He goes back and he makes another bracha.
Oh my goodness.
What do you think? It says chayzer umavarech. What does that mean, chayzer umavarech? The Gemara left it open for interpretation, right? So,
why are they making El Mitzvah on the second one? Why are they making it on the first one?
Oh, so we have to, that's something that we have to get to. Yeah. Why is it that B'haniach is made in the beginning and El Mitzvah is made at the second part by Shlomo Shoresh? That's something we all have to get to. The Rush explains. So, what does it mean, Chayzer Mavarech? So, first let's just see these few lines of the Gemara. We'll try to understand what the Gemara is saying over here. Two different pshatim, we'll see right away. So again, Omer Chizda Sach Bein Tfilah Tfilah, Chayzer Mavarech. Mara says like this, it's a clear deal. The Rav Chizda said, when do you make another bracha only if Sach? Sach in, only if you made, only if you spoke out, is it necessary to make a bracha on the Shoresh? Loi Sach, but if you did not interrupt between the Shoyad and the Shoresh, Loi, then you are not Chayzer Umavarech on the Shoresh. But the Gemara says, one second, Rav Chiya bar Breider Rav Huna sent in the name of Rav Yechanan, al tefillah shel yad, oimer, baruch asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu lahaniach tefillin. Al tefillin shel reish, oimer, baruch asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al mitzvah tefillin. So that almost is paraphrasing the Gemara we saw in brachas. You see clearly that there are two brachas to be made. On the tefillin shel yad, you make lahaniach, and on the tefillin shel reish, you make al mitzvahs. So how could he say, only if you interrupted, that's when you make a bracha on the Shoresh? What do you mean if you interrupted? Even if you did not interrupt, the Gemara says, we saw the Gemara in brachas, and he's quoting that you always make one on the Shoyad and one on the Shoresh. The Gemara says, no, you have to interpret that Gemara with an Ukimta. Avaya v'Rava, both of them, the Amri Tarvayu, loy soch mevorech achas, soch mevorech shtayim. That only if you spoke out, that's when you make two brachas. If you did not speak out, then you make one bracha. You only make one bracha, one second. Oh, so here, we're going to have to get into the machlokes and the rishonim immediately, otherwise it's going to just lead to a confusion. So let's see what the two opinions of are. Literally, in hand to translate the Gemara, there's a machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos, and basically all the rishonim will take sides over here, and that's mamash a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch itself. Just simply had to read this Gemara. Let's see what Rashi says. Bein tefillah l'tefillah. The first Rashi on Amid. Bein shoyat l'shorosh. The siper, he started to talk, kaidim shi'aniach oyson al harosh. Before he put them on his head, he was mafsik in between. So the halacha is, the Gemara says, you make another bracha. So the Gemara says, one second, we find that Rav Chiya bar Davruna said that there are two brachas that a person says, Lohaniach, the bishoyad maschil lohaniach. When he puts on his shoyad, he makes a bracha lohaniach tefillin, and when he puts on his shorosh, mitzvah tefillin. The ach of goymer sa mitzvah. When you complete the mitzvah, that's when you make a bracha al mitzvah. It goes on the whole mitzvah. Lohaniach is mashma that you're going to lohaniach. I'm going to do it. So you say the bracha lohaniach before you begin the mitzvah entirely, before you even begin the first part of the mitzvah or the first mitzvah, I should say, because we said the two mitzvahs. You say lohaniach. And then by the end of the mitzvah, you say, al mitzvahs. Oh, let's get there in a minute. So the Gemara says, wait, put the dot, drop too early. Lo yisach, e mevarech, ela ashal yad bilvan, she says. If you are not mafsik, the Gemara says, how many brachas do you make? Achas. Says Rashi, what does that mean, achas? You only make a bracha on the shoyad, and that's it. No more. So that means on a regular day, a person is careful not to speak out between his shoresh. He puts on tefillin. He's quiet. He's not mafsik. How many brachas do you make? Says Rashi, one bracha. This that the Gemara says mevarech shtayim is only weird. Sach mevarech shtayim k'deshalach Rav Chiya. Meaning Rav Chiya said, and we saw the similar thing in the Gemara and brachas, that al shoyad you make laniyah, al shoresh you make al mitzvahs. It doesn't mean every day you make two brachas. Only if you're mafsik between the shoyad and the shoroish, that's when you make the second bracha. Meaning what? That the bracha of lohaniach, in truth, goes on the shoyad and the shoroish. You don't need two brachas. Really, one bracha suffices. Because the bracha is lohaniach tefillin. This is tefillin. Shoyad, shoroish is also tefillin. So you said lohaniach tefillin. That's the bracha, isn't it? You made the whole bracha already. You finished. It's not necessary to add anything else. Oh, you're mafsik in between. So that's like if a person is mafsik from between the bracha and the mitzvah, right? He didn't even begin the mitzvah of Shoreish yet. Again, the bracha of Laniach is going to go on the Shoyad, and also on the second mitzvah of the Shoreish. Now, before you ever got to that second mitzvah, you were mafsik. So that means that what? That your bracha of Laniach never landed, so to speak, on the Shoreish, because you already cut it off before by interrupting with speech. So that's a hefsik. So what do you have to do? You have to make another bracha. Now, the question is going to be, why are you making a new bracha? What's pshat? So say Laniach again. What's this new bracha of Al Mitzvahs? That's a good question, which we'll get to afterwards. But this is Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara, that on a regular day where a person is not mafsik, you only make one bracha. And when the Gemara says that Soch Mavarech Shayim means that the only time you make the bracha of Al Mitzvahs Tefillin is only if you interrupt between the Shoyad and the Shorish. Now let's see what Tosfos says. Look at Tosfos Divrei Maskil. Loy soch mevarech achas, soch mevarech shtayim. It's in the wide lines, about half the way down. You have the hand pointing to that tesis.
How's the chayzer mevarech?
Chayzer mevarech means you have to make another bracha.
Does it mean the same bracha?
It's a good question. Yes, Eli asked that question before. That's a very, very good question. As a matter of fact, we'll see that the Rishayim asked that kasha. That's one of the proofs that the Rosh has against Rashi. He held that Rashi is incorrect, and we'll see something from the Bir Avra interesting as well regarding that deal of Chayzer Mevarech. So let's see what Tosfos says. Loi soch mevarech achas, soch mevarech shtayim. Look, Tosfos. First he quotes Rashi. Pirush Bekondrus. Loi soch mevarech achas, bein shel yad, bein shel rosh. All you need is one bracha, and it covers both. Soch, but if a person interrupts, he speaks out, mevarech shtayim. Lo niach, b'tfilin b'shel yad, v'al mitzvahs, tfilin b'shel rosh. Al mitzvahs tefillin b'shel rosh. But that's all Rashi's pshat. Rabbeinu tam pirish. No. Loi soch mevarech achas lishel rosh. If you didn't interrupt, then you make one bracha on the shel rosh, which means a regular day. A person puts on a tefillin, he does not interrupt. He's careful. He puts on a tefillin shel rosh, You make one bracha on the tefillin shel rosh, besides for the bracha, which you obviously are already making on the tefillin shel yad. So this is our meaning. Rabbeinu Tam says, you make one bracha on the shel rosh. Mevarech al mitzvahs tefillin, shezuhi b'chasa. This is the bracha that you always make on the shel rosh. Soch, if you interrupt, mevarech beis, l'shel rosh, l'shel rosh. And if you interrupt, you make two brachas on the shel rosh. Why? Because since that we mentioned before, Lahaniach goes on both, it goes even according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Lahaniach goes on both. And what happened? You interrupted before you ever got to the Shorosh. So you have to repeat the Lahaniach, aside from the fact that every single day you make Al Mitzvahs on the Shorosh. So on a regular day, Lahaniach on the Shoyad, Al Mitzvahs on the Shorosh. If you're Mafsik in between, then you already made Lahaniach. Unfortunately, that Lahaniach is not going to work for the Shoresh because you interrupted. You have to repeat Lahaniach and make Al Mitzvahs on the Shoresh. Mavarech Al Mitzvahs El Shezui Bechasei Soch Mavarech Beis L'Shoresh Lahaniach Ve'Al Mitzvahs. Both. V'chinkos B'Shimush Rabba the Tefillin. Which is an earlier Sefer with the Rishonim quote on Hilchas Tefillin called Shimush Rabba. I think it's from the Gaonim. Oh. So, you have over here a machlokes rishonim, a fundamental machlokes on a regular day where a person does not interrupt. The person puts on his tefillin just normally. How many brachas does he make when he puts on tefillin? Does he make, like Rashi says, only one bracha, and that bracha covers both, despite the fact that it's two mitzvahs, the lashon of the bracha, the nusach of the bracha, is lahaniach tefillin, which each, both tefillin shayat and shorosh, is lahaniach tefillin, so that covers everything. Or no, there's another opinion over here that you always make two brachas, one on the shoyad, one on the shorosh. And when the Gemara says that when you spoke out, you make two brachas, what do you mean you spoke out? You always make two brachas. No, when you speak out, you make two brachas on the shorosh because you're missing the initial laniach for the shorosh. You have to repeat that bracha in addition to making the al mitzvahs. So that's the machlokes we're showing them here, how to understand the Gemara. You look in the Rambam on the next page, you'll see. The Rambam, basically in the Rishonim, it does get split pretty much down the lines of the Rishonim who was fired them took one opinion, and the Ashkenazim, I shouldn't say that for a second. Mostly the Rishonim who was fired them took one opinion, and the Ashkenazim took a second opinion, with the notable exception of Rashi himself. Rashi, you know, was in Germany. Rashi was from Ashkenaz. But Rashi, and we'll see the Rambam, the Rashba, the Rif, all the Sfaradish Rishonim all held, like Rashi, that you make only one bracha. But the Ashkenazim, the Rosh, he brings from the Maram in Rottenberg, Rabbeinu Tam, they all go that you make two brachas. Let's see what the Rambam says. It's in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Tefillin Halacha Dam. The Rambam writes as follows. Tefillah Shal Rosh, this is the Rambam I mentioned earlier. Tefillah Shal Rosh, Eina Ma'akevis L'Shal Yad, V'Shal Yad, Eina Ma'akevis L'Shal Rosh. Mipnei Shehen Shtei Mitzvois, Zula Atma V'Zula Atma. So therefore, if the Mashal person only has one, he would put on one without the other, because at least he has that mitzvah, even though he does not have the other one. But they're not ma'akev, because it's not two parts of the same mitzvah, they're two independent mitzvahs. So Ketzad Mevarchim. So what bracha does a person make? So the Rambam almost seems misleading at first. At first he says, Al Shal Rosh Mevarech Asher Kedishon B'Mitzvah Tzivon Al Mitzvah Tzivon. Al Shal Yad Mevarech Asher Kedishon B'Mitzvah Tzivon Al Yad Tzivon. So it seems like the Rambam holds you make two separate brachas all the time. But then he says, no, in Halacha B'Medvar Mamurim, when do you have both of these brachas? K'shehaniach B'Medvar Mamurim K'shehaniach Achas Mehen. Avo Meniach Shtei Mevarech Achas V'Hi Lo Niach Tzivon. Meaning he's saying like this. I'm telling you what both of these brachas are, because I just told you, if you only put on one without the other, you make a bracha. Which bracha do you make? So it depends. If you're only putting on the shal yad, you make aniyach. If you're only putting on the shal roish, because that's the only tefillin that you have, you make al mitzvahs. If you have both tefillin, which most normal people have both, then you only make one bracha. Which bracha is that? La aniyach. It's rather interesting. I don't know why the Rambam, his seder is, first the shal roish, then the shal yad. I don't know why he sets up the seder that way. Again, he's talking about a case that you only have one, you don't have the other. I don't know why. Is it more prevalent that the person only has the shal yad, the shal roish? The seder of Hanukkah is filling the shayad comes first.
No condition.
I understand. But the seder is always, we put on the shayad first, then the shoresh. The Rambam in the seder HaBracha says, which one are the brachas? Well, the shoresh, he says, is this bracha, and the shayad is the other bracha. I don't know why he sets it up in that order. But now, upon the Rambam...
The person can only afford one, he's going to get the shoresh.
I hear. Okay. That's a good point. It means you can only afford one. Not that you only have one because you lost the other one. Okay? So... The Rambam is clear that we have both. He says in Halacha, hey, you only make one bracha, la niach tefillin. And we'll see the same here in the Rashba. The Rashba is actually a very interesting shaila that somebody asked him. I don't know. It's almost like Amaratish. The person didn't know what the Halacha was. And he asked the Rashba. It's in Chilik Aleph in the Chuvah Simen in Chuvah Kuf Nun Vav. Look at this question the person asked the Rashba. L'inyan arba'as minim shebelula. By dali minim she'amarta the kaim alon. Halacha is... Lulav ain't sarach eged v'yachal litlon ka'echad ve'echad ba'atzmai. In truth, if a person takes each one of the dalaminim one after the other, he's yaitz of the mitzvah. Now, if you don't have all the dalaminim, you don't take three or two out of the four. But if you have all four in front of you, you're yaitz of the mitzvah if you pick them up one after the other. You're supposed to hold them together, but you're yaitz of the mitzvah even if you pick them up one after the other. Because Amir Rav Chambar Abba, the b'yeshloi, as long as you have all four, they're not ma'akev, they don't have to be taken together. So the shoyl asked the Raja, Mi mevarech al kol echad ve'echad eloi. He wanted to know, maybe you pick up the esri, you make one bracha. You pick up the lulav, you make another bracha. The hadassim a third, the arav is a fourth. I don't know what his havamina was, but he had a question that perhaps, since they're being taken one at a time, you should make a separate bracha for each and every one of the minim. So the Rashba said, no, obviously not. Tshuva. The ein mevarech el bracha achas akulon, the arbaton mitzvah achasen. There's only one mitzvah, right? There's only one mitzvah. As a matter of fact, that's why the halacha is that if you're missing one of the minim, you don't take it. Why not? Because you're missing the mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take all four. If you don't have all four, you have no mitzvah at all. It's all or nothing. So therefore, he says, even if you would pick it up zachaseh, how many brachas do you make? One bracha. It's one mitzvah. You don't make two brachas on two parts of one mitzvah. But look what he writes afterwards. You don't make a bracha on every chelik of a mitzvah, but b'nei atzma. Then look what he writes. According to everybody, there are two mitzvahs. That's how we fear Zev Dr. Rashba. Excuse me. Kol shekein ba'arba minim elu shehein mitzvah achas. So the Rashba says, he's really addressing the question of dalad minim, which is all one mitzvah. Then he says, but even tefillin, which are two separate mitzvahs, The halacha is you make only one bracha. He says according to Ktas HaGa'inim, and that's how they, the Rashba himself found in where they lived in Sfarad. But they only make one bracha. Why is it that you only make one bracha? That's the point of bringing the Rashba over here. Why is it if you have two mitzvahs, why do you make one bracha? Zok the Rashba, the reason is because kol hecha de efshar, as long as it's possible to be koilal two things in one bracha, you should do that. Now, I just have to mention that the Gemara does say, I believe in Sukkah. This is a well-known Gemara. I think Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that if a person has kama mitzvahs lefonav, he can make a bracha al ha-mitzvahs. Unrelated mitzvahs in front of him. Maybe he has shechita and a shofar and a mezuzah. Okay, maybe he can't put a mezuzah in Rosh Hashanah, but he has a few different unrelated mitzvahs in front of him. You can make one bracha al ha-mitzvahs and be yaitzu all in. The Gemara says, no. The pasuk says, Baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim yamos, that a person should make every bracha me'ein. The Lashon HaGemara is, I don't recall exactly Lashon HaGemara, a person should make each bracha me'ein b'r'chaysav. You're supposed to specify each mitzvah for itself. You don't make one bracha ala mitzvahs. If you have two unrelated mitzvahs in front of you, you have to specify. But even according to that, the Raj was pointing out, there's nothing to specify. Despite the fact that there are two mitzvahs of tefillin, they're both tefillin. So when you say lahaniach tefillin, what are you going to make? A second bracha on the other mitzvah of tefillin? It's also tefillin. So lahaniach tefillin is as specific as you're going to get, both in terms of the shayat and the shorosh. So even though it's true when you have two separate mitzvahs, you make each bracha separately, but these two mitzvahs, which are directly related, and they're, I don't know exactly how to describe the relationship between the two of them, but since they are two, we're not going to say the two parts of one mitzvah, they're not, they're two mitzvahs, but since they're directly related, the tefillin shayat, tefillin shorosh, they're both tefillin, you make one bracha, because why would make an extra bracha if it's not necessary? Correct, because even the Rashba recognized, he was aware that some Rishonim, and what? You think Tzas means a minority?
That's usually what Tzas means.
Tzas means some. So there are some, and some of these and some of those. Does it mean necessarily that it's, I don't know. I don't know if it's possible to count it up and to quantify, you know, how many Rishonim held one way and how many held the other.
It's
interesting. Okay, that could be. Also, I don't know when he says the Ga'inim is referring to the Tkufas HaGa'inim, or he means the great sages, meaning the Rishonim, because the Rashba lived in the time of the Rishonim. I'm not sure. But Al Kaponim, that's the idea of the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, that a person should not look to make extra brachas. And if the brachas aren't tefillin, both of these mitzvahs are mitzvah of tefillin, one bracha suffices, would suffice for both the Tulshat Tefillin Shorosh. Now, there's a big problem with this Shita, and that's where the Rush comes in over here. And he's going to mention the point that the Olam over here already brought out. And we'll see that the Rosh, as I mentioned, takes the opinion of the Ashkenazim. And we'll see something very interesting, a very interesting historical point over here in terms of Ashkenazim, when we mention Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Let's see the Rosh. Again, we mentioned last week that in the back of Masechta Menachos, the Rosh goes through different halachas, which are mentioned in Menachos, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and it's something called Halachos Ketanas Hilchas Tefillin, and it's an Ois Yudalin. And he quotes the whole Gemara over here, Omer Rav Bar Rav Shila, Omer Rav Chizda, Sach Bein Tfilin, Tfilin Chayz Mavarech, Sach In Lo Yisach Loi, Omer Rav Unim Barachi, Omer Rav Yechana, Al Shayyadu Baruch, Asher Kedisho, Mzitz Mitzivon Lo Niech, Tfilin Al Shereishu Oimer, Al Mitzvah Tfilin, Abay Vrav Adam Tavayu, Lo Yisach Mavarech Achas, Sach Mavarech Shtayim. Pirush Rashi, Lo Yisach Mavarech Achas, Al Shayyad, Vi Al Shereish. If you don't interrupt on a regular day, you just put on both your Shayyad and Shereish straight, you only make one bracha for both of them. Sach Mavarech Shtayim. Only if a person interrupts does he make a bracha at all in the Shorosh. L'aniach shebirch kfar al shayad, v'choyze mevarech al mitzvahs al shorosh, v'harei birch shtayim, and there's your two brachas. Rabbi Natanzal, pirish? No. Loisach mevarech achas al shorosh al mitzvahs tefillin. If you didn't interrupt, on a regular day, you make one bracha on what? Al mitzvahs on the shorosh, besides for the bracha you already made on the shayad. Sach mevarech shtayim al shorosh, besides for the shayad. Shetzarech lachzer levarech, Lahaniach, v'chein kasa b'shimush rabba de tefillin, b'shimush rabba de tefillin, v'chein mistaber. Zok the Rosh, that is mistaber. That what the svar of who? Of the Rabbeinu Tam. Why does he go with the Rabbeinu Tam? The e niskan brocha al mitzvahs, al shel roish. If it's true that each and every day you make a brocha al mitzvahs on the shel roish, so then kishuhu meniach levarech, Beloy shel yad, Lama lo yivarech nami oisa bracha kishehu meiniach im shalyan. Oh, so what did we see before? We saw, let's say you only put on the shorosh. Let's say a person only has a shorosh. What bracha does he make? Even according to the Rambam, that on a regular day you make only one bracha lo niach. But what if that tefillin that you're putting on is only the shorosh, you make a bracha of al mitzvahs. Why? Because only putting on the shorosh is the same idea as being mafsik between the shayad and the shorosh. Right? Meaning, when a person's mafsik, what happens? It means that when he puts on his shorosh now, we have to disregard anything that happened up until that point, because the earlier bracha becomes irrelevant. You are mafsik. So now, it's as if you're only putting on the shorosh. Or again, a case where a person taka only has one tefillin. What bracha does he make? The Rambam says, al mitzvahs. Frak the Rosh, if that's true, so why is it that every single day, when you make a bracha v'haniach, that you don't make a bracha al mitzvahs on the shoresh as well? You see that the Chazal made a special bracha for the shoresh. You see they made such a bracha. Well, what was this bracha made for? They made a special bracha in case you speak out? The Chazal made a special bracha for a case of a mistake? Let's say you're mafsik. A person speaks out between the shoyad and the shoresh. So what should you do? Usually when you're mafsik, you make the same bracha again, right? No. If you're mafsik, here's a new bracha for you. They made a new bracha for the case of a mistake. Does that make any sense? Or a case where a person only had the shorosh, a person makes a bracha al mitzvahs. That means that what? That means the appropriate bracha for the shorosh is al mitzvahs. So then why do you make that bracha every day? The inis kam bracha al mitzvahs al shorosh. So if that's the case, So if that's the case, lama lo yivarech nami oisa bracha kishubaniach im shel yad. Why wouldn't you make that same bracha every single day? I'll tell you the reason why is because the bracha of laniach that you make, that patters the shorosh. You make one bracha laniach, that's going to patter. Im kain, yivarech nami laniach, kishumeniach shorosh labadai. V'loma tikna bracha acheres. Let's say, what do the Sfaradim do? They only make a bracha laniach, right? On a regular day, they only make laniach, that goes on both. So let me ask you a question. So let's say your mafsik in between. So what happened? Your bracha laniach didn't go on the shorosh because you were mafsik. So you have to make a bracha again. So which bracha should you make? I would say laniach. That's the bracha that you were going to make on the shorosh, but you were mafsik. So you're missing the bracha. So which bracha are you missing? The bracha laniach. What's this idea of adding a new bracha just in case you made a mistake? What you should make the bracha that you're missing. What are you missing? You're missing laniach. Dr. Rush, what type of svara is there to make a different bracha if you made a mistake by Lonia? Is that the Rosh that's LMI?
I think there's the way the brachas were sakin. You make a bracha l'haniach because the pasuk says on the shayad u'ksharten. So therefore the bracha has to be said when you're doing, before you're doing the kshira.
Before the mitzvah.
Right? The bracha on the shorosh, it says v'hoyu l'toch v'tbenenecha. The bracha is not meant to be before you put it on it. It's when it's on your head. That's why it's sort of said.
So 1 second. So then the bracha of al mitzvah should be said every single day. Again, he's disagreeing with the shita that holds that on a regular day you only make laniach. So what does that mean? That means that the laniach goes on the shoyad and the shorish. Again, because it has to be made over lasiyosam before you do the mitzvah, but before you do both of these mitzvahs, before you do two mitzvahs, which mitzvahs? Shoyad shorish, you make a bracha and it covers everything. Now, you went ahead, you made a hefsek in between, so suddenly that bracha is not going on the shorosh anymore. 1 second. But I have to make a bracha before I put on the shorosh. Make a bracha. Which bracha am I going to make? That's what the bracha that I made if I was not mafsik.
What I'm trying to say is the lashon of the pasuk is different by the shalyad and shorosh. By the shalyad it says uksharkim, so the bracha is before the kshir. So that's what he's saying, lohaniach. By the shorosh it says v'hoyulotot. Mitzvah is v'hoyulotot.
So 1 second. So if that's the case, you tell me lohaniach does not go on the shorosh, because by shorosh it says v'hoyulotot. So then the lohaniach does not go. So if the lohaniach is not going on the shorosh, then every day you should have to make a bracha on the shorosh.
If I'm saying the nusach ha-bracha, the way it was nusach, if the bracha is meant to be on shorosh, then it should be al hanochas tefillin, not lohaniach, because when you're putting it on, it's iksharta means before you put it on. Whereas the shorosh,
even if you let's assume that that's true. So then, on a regular day where you're not mafsik, why is it that you don't have to make another bracha? The bracha of lohaniach. Again, on a regular day, does laniach go on the shorosh? Is that bracha work for the shorosh or does not work for the shorosh? according to the Rambam and Rashi, those opinions, and those shittas, yes, it works for the Shalrosh. You would only make one bracha on a regular day. That means that Lo'aniach is going on both. So suddenly what happened over here? He misses, he was tough, so the bracha no longer is going to help. So he should make a new bracha. That it's just also, it's an unusual thing that the Chazal should make a special bracha for a case. I can't say it's dafka for a case where a person was masik. You can say it's for a case where a person only had the shalrosh, he didn't have a shalyad.
That's my serious thing. You don't disqualify the first bracha.
Right, we mean you don't disqualify. No, why are you making a second bracha altogether?
But yet, by making a new bracha, the first bracha will claim a medus.
For the shalrosh or only for the shalyad? Certainly, there's no question that when you made the bracha on the shalyad, you're masik after the shalyad. The shayad is kosher. First of all, even if a person only puts on the shayad yeah, without the shorosh, a ma'akfin. So he's yaitza that mitzvah.
Making a new aliyah shows that the first bracha was
not. Oh, you're saying that maybe they were masakin a special bracha not to make a new aliyah because that would show that it disqualifies. Why? Well, nice. They're two independent mitzvahs, and you made the aliyah on the first one, and you yaitza that mitzvah because it's the same mitzvah. I could hear such a svar, but this is bothering the. It's a good svar. It's a good svar here. I don't know if that's what Rashi holds, if that's what the Rabbi holds, but you're definitely making a good point. Again? That's why you don't make one bracha for both?
What the Rambam says is two mitzvahs.
Every, again, not just the Rambam. We mentioned in the beginning, everybody holds it's two mitzvahs.
So if you say it's two mitzvahs, why should we make one bracha on two mitzvahs?
So we saw the Rashba said that it's efshel lichlo shteim. Again. You can't just, the, we said, the Gemara says, you don't just take two disparate mitzvahs and bundle them together and use one mitzvah. Not out say mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. The Gemara says, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. What?
I know, why don't we hear that it's
the same mitzvah?
Because there is a relationship, obviously, between these two things. It's not just, it's not a shayfer and a lulav. These are not just two separate things, you know, that have no shayfers. These are two parts of, again, not two parts of one mitzvah, but there's a package over here of shalyad and shalrosh.
That's
why
we place in the
Chabiyos
Chabiyos.
They're
the exact same mitzvah.
I'm not sure which Gemara you're referring to. I'm not familiar with the Gemara. Again, you would have to explain. But again, so that this is what's bothering the Rosh.
He says the Akshav Gomer is a mitzvah. All mitzvahs are still in. So Rashi himself says the reason you make the mitzvahs still in is Gomer is a mitzvah.
I understand, but if that's the case, so why wouldn't he make that bracha every day? Every single day, even if he does not interrupt, why doesn't he make this special bracha for Gomer? So, Mamash, give a second, because that's what the Rosh is going to say, but it's not going to help for Rashi. Not the Rosh. This is the underlying point of the Rosh. Elam Estava, says the Rosh. She'ikir tikkun ha-brachas kachayisa. No, he says, you always, there were always two brachas. B'tchilas ha-nachasam tikkun l'varech lo-haniach. V'koyinami al-sharosh. And lo-haniach means to put on tefillin. Which tefillin? Shoyad and shorosh. And that bracha is going on both. But still, at the same time, even though you made a bracha laniach going on both, the kushminiach shorosh mevarich nami al mitzvahs shezuhi gemar hamitzvah. Use the exact same lashon as Rashi, but it's altogether different because the Rosh is saying even if you're not mafsik, you make a second bracha al mitzvahs. For some reason, by the gemar hamitzvah, they wanted you to make another bracha hilchach. Therefore, imsach v'hisiach daitai, a person was mafsik between the shayan and the shorosh. Sorech lachzor levarich gam laniach. Like the Rabbi Natan explained the Gemara, Soch Mevarech Shtayim means if you interrupt, you make two brachas on the Shorosh. Why? Because since the Lohaniach went on the Shorosh and you no longer have that Lohaniach on the Shorosh because you were mafsik, you have to say Lohaniach again. V'chein meniach tefillin Shorosh levado Yevarech Shtayim. This is a big chiddush. If a person only puts on Shorosh, you make Shtayim. Why? Because Lohaniach, the same way you make Lohaniach, so a person should realize every day when he makes a bracha Lohaniach tefillin, that bracha that he's making is not only on the Shoyan. That bracha is going on the Shoyan and the Shorosh. Additionally, he'll make a second bracha on the Shorosh, on the Gemar HaMitzvah. Why? Because each one of these mitzvahs need the bracha of L'Haniach Tefillin. V'chein mashma lishna, and that's the mashmais of the Gemara, choyzeru mevarech, shechoyzeru mevarech, oise bracha shebirech kvar. You make the same bracha that you already made. Again, the Gemara said that if you're soft, if you interrupt, Choyzer umavarech. What does it mean choyzer? Because when you put on the shoyad, you made a bracha laniach, and then you're mafsik choyzer. You once again make laniach, and additionally, the Gemara is going to say not only do you make laniach, you make also the bracha al mitzvahs. This el sham makshim lehaven dvar. The makshim of the Gemara did not realize that that was the intent of the Gemara. But you saw it. The kamash umavarech bracha acheres Initially, the Gemara didn't understand like we're saying it. The Gemara thought it meant that if you interrupt, you make a different bracha. The Gemara said, what do you mean? If you interrupt, you make a different bracha. You always make a different bracha. Again, in the opinion of the Rosh. You always make the bracha on mitzvahs, even if you did not interrupt. No, they explained, the Hadik Amasach, Chayz Mavarach, Hainish, Chayz Mavarach, Oysa Bracha, Shabir, Kvar, Milvad HaBracha, Sheniskino, Lol, Lishorosh. Aside from the bracha which you make every day on mitzvahs, but if you're masik, you have to make again Lahaniya. Now, look what he concludes over here, the Rosh, interesting piece of history. V'chein Kasa Bahag, V'chein Kasa Rav Amram Zal, V'sid HaBracha. So you see that this is an old machlekes. V'chein B'sefer, I'm not sure which sefer this is. V'chein B'lak Echtoiv. Avol, Arif, Kasav, Kepir Shrashi. Like we said, V'chein Rav Haigoin. You see, this is a very old machlekes. V'chein Rav Acham B'shabcha. V'roiv Haga'oinim, Hiskim Ashtei Brachas. Oh, there you have it, Eli. Roiv Haga'oinim, he says the Rosh. So you have to know, sometimes when you have the other opinion, they'll say the Roiv holds the other way. But you see, even the Rajva conceded that only Ktas Goinim. Roiv Goinim hold, you make two brachas. But look what he writes to Rosh. V'ani, Hayisi Mavarech Bracha Achas Bialdusi, he says. When I was younger, I only made one bracha. Kichein Shamati Mi Mari Achi. I don't know who was the brother of the Rosh. Sha'omar Mishum Reb Shmuel Mi Ivra. Dekivon Depligi Be Rabusa. Since there's such a major machlaikis, Toiv Yoiser Shalai Yavarech. The brachas Eima Achveis Mi Mash Yavarech Bracha Batoi. He says, listen, you have a major machlaikis from the Goinim. Old question. That there was a Messiah already in all the generations, that there were two opinions regarding this question. He says, listen, so basically you have a Safek Bracha. So if you put on Tefillin without a Bracha, you yoytze the mitzvah. Bracha is not ma'ak of the mitzvah. You yoytze the mitzvah of Tefillin, you just don't have the Bracha. Now, if you're not obligated to make the Bracha and you do make the Bracha, it's Bracha Levatala. So which one, if there's a Safek, which one should you do? Should you play it safe and not make the Bracha or take the risk of making Bracha Levatala? He says, play it safe. Why make the Bracha? He said, that's what I did in my youth. But then, Ad Shalamati Menaches. So this is a very, what does that mean? When the Rosh was young, he didn't learn Menachas. The Rosh always learned Menachas. The Rosh was the Rosh. What does that mean? He didn't learn Menachas. He says, Ad Shalamati Menachas. So Rabbi Folman said yesterday that maybe the Rosh went to learn in Brisk only at a later age. He didn't go to Brisk right away. He didn't learn Menachas. At first he was learning Nashim Nezikin. Ad Shalamati Menachas, V'nirli L'fom Riata, the Gemara Sheyesh L'varech Shnei Brachas. Again, maybe that's to do with the Chayzer Mavarech. V'cheno Yenoig Marami Rottenberg. Not only that, Marami Rottenberg as well held you should make two brachas. Now, interestingly, if anyone knows, we mentioned there, I think in the past, the history of the Rosh, that in his younger years, he actually lived in Ashkenaz. And later in life is when he ran to where the Sfar, he ran to Spain. He ran away from Germany, joined the Sfaradim. But for some reason, in his youth, he actually made one bracha. And when he got older, he made two brachas. I don't think getting older means when he ran away, because he writes, I made two, and the Marami Rottenberg, which is still when he was in Germany. I think in his youth, he means when he was really very young and his brother told him only to make one. And then when he got older, he became an adult. He made two while he was still in Germany by the Marami Rottenberg. So that's, you have over here, a major machlekes. And if you look at Shulchan Aruch on the next page, you'll see that this is a machlekes halacha. I just want to it's 9:30. I want to conclude with the second part of this discussion, which we all know as well. But also an interesting nafkamil halacha. It says like this. In Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simin Chafei. Turn the page. Arachayim Simin Chafei, Sif Hey. The Mechaber says it's really a middle of the Sif. V'yivarech lahaniach tefillin, v'achakach yiniach shorosh, v'lo yivarech kiyim bracha achas l'shem. This is the opinion of the Mechaber with the Sfaradim, the Rambam, the Riv. You only make one bracha for both. Hakos says the Rambam, v'yeshayim, no. L'varech al shorosh, al mitzvah tefillin, afilu lo yivsik bin the time. Even if you're not mafsik, the halach is, you always make two brachas, a separate one on the shorosh. V'chein pashat ha-minig, v'bnei ashkenash, v'varechim shtei brachas. Oh, but then the Rambam adds something in. He says, "V'toyv loymar tomid acher abrocha shliyo." Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusay loy lomvod. Yeah, you say Baruch Shem because Lamaisa, like the Roshes, Machlekes Dehani Rabusa, such an old Machlekes, two such strong schools of thought, you know, opposing schools of thought. You're just going to make a second bracha when there's a suffix. Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusay lomvod. Says the Magen Avraham, book in the outer margin of the Magen Avraham, Sifkot Yud. Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusay lomvod. Mishum suffix bracha levatala, k'mo shekasav simin rishon. It's a suffix bracha levatala. You have to say Baruch Shem. What was that? If you're mafsik, no. Then you're talking about Baruch Shem, because then the mitzvah is ma'akiv. Correct. Then the bracha of our mitzvah is ma'akiv. Oh. If you're mafsik, so you're making the bracha of lahaniach again. Again, according to the Sfaradim, if you're mafsik, you only make on mitzvahs, right? And according to that, it's a big, what?
Why should you say
question is, do you have to make a laniach?
Right, right. No, so we hold you do make laniach again. So do you make a Baruch Shem if? Lamaisa, once you make laniach on the second one, even according to Sfaradim, you would be yaitza, right? You would be yaitza. Let's say according to Sfaradim, if someone was mafsik, and then by mistake he didn't realize he made laniach instead of al mitzvahs. I would imagine that he's yaitza. What does Olam say? Rabbi says, according to the Sfaradim, that on a regular day you only make one bracha, laniach goes on both. And if you're mafsik, you're supposed to make al mitzvahs. Let's say the guy was mafsik, and then by mistake he made laniach again instead of al mitzvahs. He makes al mitzvahs also, or he's finished. I would say he's done.
Okay.
But that's not going to say to make Baruch Shem. That Lamaisa, right. That's what you're supposed to do. Here it's because of a bracha. But let's get to an important point over here. Let's see what the Prima Gadim says over here. And the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. This is very important. He brings like this. Look on the bottom, Prima Gadim, Baruch Shem. I am Amin Avram. Simin Reish Vav. Alavosh Hishmit. Baruch Shem. And the Lavosh does not bring this idea that a person should say Baruch Shem. He says, no, you make two brachas and that's it. Ein Eli Rava. The Ikka Kerabin Tam. Ulurav Cha Oimrim Baruch Shem Kvam Achlus Olamed. Which we'll get to in a minute. Now, V'yesh Lehistapi. He says, I'm a Supik. When you hear your friend saying al mitzvahs, so he's going to say al mitzvahs, and then when we say the Magen Avraham says it's really a suffix, so he's about to say Baruch Shem. So should you say amen to his bracha?
Quietly.
Huh? You say quietly you should make the bracha? He says he's not sure. The Besimin Reish Tezvav ein oinen amen acha bracha levatala. This is not a bracha batala. You wouldn't make a bracha batala. But he's mesupik to the point that he's going to say Baruch Shem. So should you answer amen to his bracha? So you say it quietly. Mr. Get the English Shahid. Because you'll see the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says over here, it's not mentioned elsewhere, but in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch it says, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's a middle of Sifkat and Daud over here in Hilchos Tefillin. Look, the hand points the middle of the paragraph. Really, we're mesupik. It's a machalik Yisrushayim. Or if Neshi Yishofik Bebracha Zoyis Lachain, Yesh Gam Kain Sofik, Im Hashem Mea Yana Omin Eloi. Al Kain Ner Li, Kitoy Lavorach Bracha Zoyis Belachash. Person should make it quietly. But we'll see the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with that. He doesn't say it Mefurish, but it's come out clearly that the Mishnah Berurah does not agree. So again, if you come from Hungary, you should follow the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says to make it quietly. But if you follow the Mishnah Berurah, look in Sifkan on the next page, Sifkan Chafal, the Pei Bloimar, the Mishnah Berurah says, first he quotes the Magen Avraham, Yishon Chashash, Sofik bracha levatala kama yishakosav simin reish vav. It's a zifkat and chaf aleph over here. V'loi shehu sofik gomer. It doesn't mean it's really a sofik. 50-50 who's right, so we say Baruch Shem. Din kein, eich yivorech mi sofik bracha levatala v'yismech al sheyem Baruch Shem kama chlevet. You don't find a person give a sofik. Should I make a bracha? I'll make a bracha. Oh, I'll make a bracha and I'll say Baruch Shem. That's not an eitzah. Baruch Shem Kvam Achlus means if accidentally a person made a bracha which he should not have said, or he's mesupik, maybe he should not have said it, after he did it, post fact, then he says Baruch Shem. But you deliberately make a bracha and say, no such thing says the Mishnah Berurah. Thank you, Baruch, mesupik bracha v'atol v'yismach al shem Baruch Shem v'atol. El danam b'nei Ashkenaz v'yol lo l'alocha, k'dasa b'nei tam lo'ilom. The halacha is like a man. Rak l'ravcha de milsa lahiti atzmini mi de kol pikpuk noyegin lemon baruch shem kvam achlus olam vayi. He says, just lamaisa, you want to be yaitza all the shittas rishayim, so you say baruch shem. But really, we're b'nei ashes. We hold like a b'nei tam. You make two brachas, and that's the halacha. You make two brachas, and everybody say, what would the halacha be? I believe you don't make it low, and you can answer amik to somebody else as well. That's the mashmois for the mishmur. It's not really a suffix. According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even the Prima Gadim really was mesupik about this, that it's a real suffix. They understood the Magen Avraham literally when he said it's a suffix, means it's a real suffix. So then, you should not answer Amen. And like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, you should make that bracha low in order that the other people should not have to answer Amen. Otherwise, you're supposed to answer Amen. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying clearly that it's not really a suffix. Now, one last piece, Rabbi Zeh, Geshmaka piece here in the Bir Halacha, Kedai not to miss it. The Bir Halacha says like this in the Ramaskal B'Toyev. On that same page, the first Bir Halacha, it's not the first new piece of Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal B'Toyev, the hand points. I am Bir Agra. The Bir Halacha wants to bring an Eitzah to be Eitzah Kol Hadeis. We have a big machlokes, we don't know what to do. He says, I have an Eitzah for you, you can figure it all out. He brings an Eitzah from Rabbi Kiva Eger. I am Bir Agra Shepasak Ka Mechaber. The Gra, we said before, it's not really straight along party lines, Sfaradim Ashkenazim. The Gra Helek Mechaber, and by the way, just for the record, the Chavetz Chaim and Tidu also, Chavetz Chaim himself only made one bracha. In the Mishnah Berurah, he talks about two brachas, because that's the Minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz, he himself only made one bracha. Ubechadusha Rikim Eger. Kosav Eitzah. He writes the following Eitzah. Sheyechavein be'ez birches lahaniach. When a person is making the bracha on his shoyat, what should he do? He should be mechavein as follows. He should think to himself, im halacha kashitis Rashi, if the halacha is like Rashi, ani mechavein sheloy lotzeis be'birches lahaniach al shorish. I want that the shoyat, this bracha lahaniach, should not go on the shorish, which basically creates a situation, it's as if I'm being mafsik afterwards, because I'm being mitzamtzim the bracha. I'm saying, this bracha, normally lahaniach goes on, according to Rashi, what do you usually do on a regular day? You make lahaniach, and that goes on both. You only make one bracha. Because I deliberately don't want this bracha to go on the shorosh. That's like it's if you spoke out in between. And if that's the case, if you yuchal levarach al shorosh, you can make a bracha al mitzvahs on the shorosh, even according to Rashi. Ve'eze v'chlal goyim bracha shein etzricha. Now you can't stop and create a situation where a person makes an extra bracha, but since you're doing it because you're choishish for the other shitas, it's permitted. Which is the Malbin. So again, if the halacha is like Rashi, so then it's as if I spoke out. So then I would be obligated to make al mitzvahs. And if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, then I want, you have to be careful, that if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, then you want the lahaniach, yes, to go on the shorosh. And then you'll say al mitzvahs, because every day you say al mitzvahs. But again, you have to want the lahaniach to go on the shorosh, because if you don't want it to go on, then according to Rabbeinu Tam, you would have to make again lahaniach as well. So again, if the halacha is like Rashi, then I want that the bracha lahaniach should only go on the shorosh. Look what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. Ach, v'prim begon, v'yisi shemesayim alzeh, v'ein li noikei. The Prima God says, don't do this Eitzah like the Kvega. But why not? He doesn't say why not. Zok de bir alocha, v'ulay taimoy, kedei shelo yargo ha'odam es atzmoy, lefakfek achar min hogan she Yisrael she nesiyas v'al pishitis harbi rishoyne. He says, don't make shtick, he says. There's a sheet of B'nai Ashkenaz over here. There's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramah Paschas like Rabbeinu Tam. Don't make a shtick that I'll be mitzamtzim the bracha, I'll make it tonight, I should be able to be Yotze Shittas Rashi. If the halacha is like this, you follow min hogan she Yisrael. You don't try to be yaitzah all the shittas and machadredel to figure out all the shittas. It's a bikvega, shouldn't say that. But this is what the Bi'al Locha says, that a person should not accustom himself to try to be an literally be an oivachacham and try to be yaitzah kol adeis. Rather, we should follow b'tmimas, the shittah of the Ramah. It says, b'nei, so yaitzah b'yad Ramah, the b'nei Ashkenaz follow the Ramah. And if you go with someone who's svar the Shavu, you should follow the shittah of Rashi and the Mechaber. And that's how we yaitzah the Locha of mitzvah tefillin. Shkoyach HaBaisa.